There are no medical records from 10,000 years ago. Another fact Perlmutter ignores is the significant drop in weight and heart disease following World War II. Americans' improved health was contributed to the rationing of meat and dairy products during and after the war. He also ignores the hundreds, if not thousands, of years during which humans took a significant portion of their calories from carbohydrates, including grain, and the many areas of the world where they continue to do so. Even in modern times, when neurological disorders run rampant in America, the same issues are not found in places with carbohydrate-rich diets. As is typical in best-selling diet books, Perlmutter posits that there is a single, simple solution to neurological health. In reality, there are likely a host of contributing factors to the rise in diagnoses of dementia, Alzheimer's, and other mental and behavioral disorders. Dr. Perlmutter does state his theories compellingly, and the reader will likely decide to begin a 4-week plan immediately upon finishing reading. He writes well, with an engaging and knowledgeable style. If nothing else, his readers will likely incorporate some helpful lifestyle changes after reading his book, and that's a good thing in today's society. Introduction. Summary. Diseases that eventually lead to death are often chronic, the symptoms and complications accumulating over time until the body gives out. This is especially true in diseases of the brain, such as Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia obstruct the mind's ability to reason and remember, and people fear it more than they fear cancer or even death. Common perceptions about Alzheimer's include the ideas that it's genetic or an unavoidable part of old age. Degenerative diseases of the brain are not inevitable. Rather, their cause can be found in the human diet, specifically in grains. Not only the refined grains found in white bread and pasta, but in all grains, whole wheat, live grain, etc. I am calling what is arguably our most beloved dietary staple a terrorist group that bullies our most precious organ, the brain. Grains are not the only culprit. All carbohydrates are detrimental to the brain's health. The information presented in Grain Brain is based on evolution and scientific fact and demonstrates not only the cause of brain disease, but also how to prevent it. It is well documented that overall health can be improved through healthy habits. Due to the misconception that diseases of the brain are genetic or inevitable, brain health has not been viewed through this same preventative care lens. During the last century, the shift to a low-fat, high-carb diet has led directly to modern ailments such as depression, chronic headaches, and attention deficit disorder. America's costliest ailments are diabetes and brain disease. Diabetes also doubles one's risk for Alzheimer's. Genetics also plays a significant role in how people process and respond to food. Modern grain is substantially altered from the wheat consumed by our ancient hunter-gatherer ancestors. Humans are not genetically equipped for the modern diet. The modern approach to health is illness-centered, with patients looking to doctors for pills instead of focusing on wellness. Those prescriptions often result in dangerous side effects. Grain Brain offers a health-oriented approach, one that will inspire the reader to make immediate lifestyle changes. Key takeaways. Diseases of the brain are preventable. The food you eat may be slowly killing your brain. Self-assessment. Summary. People tend to consider brain dysfunction to be a whim of chance. That reality is that brain disease is the result of habits over time. Thus, it is preventable. A short true-false questionnaire gauges a person's risk factors and reveals neurological problems currently manifesting in the form of headaches, sexual dysfunction, and seizures, among other troubles. It also signals the likelihood of future mental decline. A single true answer increases one's risk of neurological disorder. The risk rises as the number of true answers rise. Though neurological illness can't be cured, it can be prevented. Additionally, there are a number of medical tests that may help determine neurological health. 1. Fasting blood glucose measures the amount of sugar in one's blood. 2. Hemoglobin A1C determines average blood sugar levels over a 90-day period. 3. Fructosamine measures average blood sugar over 2 to 3 weeks. 4.